20 past 8 in the City of Destiny in the 253 and in Puyallup as well, and even in Olympia. And joining us, very glad to welcome back State Representative from the 25th Legislative District, Hans Zeiger. Good morning, Hans.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having me on.
Well, glad to have you back, especially because you are involved with the transportation budget and projects, and we're all very concerned about what the future holds. Will the state be able to get anything done here in the 253? I see the Seattle TV shows championing, what do they call it, Big Bertha or something, that's going to be the tunnel borer up there, and the pontoons not floating on 520. It seems like the 206 is sucking up all that transportation money. And I'll ask on behalf of the beleaguered driver of the 253, you think we're going to get some relief?
Well, we certainly ought to demand that. You know, I was reminded by with the passing of former Governor Booth Gardner that Pierce County really had some clout at one time. When Gardner was governor, you had the chair of the Transportation Committee, George Walk from Pierce County, the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, Dan Grimm from Pierce County. You eventually had a Speaker of the House, Brian Ebersole from Tacoma. The State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Buster Brulette, came from my hometown of Puyallup. So, and we could list off half a dozen other people back in the 1980s who were in positions of influence in our state and stood up for Pierce County. And I think we need to bring back that kind of influence. In fact, somebody was joking that there used to be something called the Pierce County Mafia in those days. That was because Pierce County had so much clout in Olympia.
Those were the days.
Restore those days.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can be the dawn of the new Pierce County Mafia as you go. So, what is going on as far as transportation funding? What do you think the picture looks like for us?
Yeah, you know, I think we have a real opportunity to get some progress on some major road projects for Pierce County this year, particularly Highway 167. We have an opportunity to get the funding for the completion out to the Port of Tacoma from where it dead ends at Meridian and Puyallup, take that out in a northwest direction through Fife, and then connect that up at I-5 and connect it up at 509 on the Port of Tacoma. At the same time, I think we need to make some serious reforms to how we do projects so we can bring down the cost of projects, and I'm working on a couple of those reforms. But we need to get that project done. I mean, we are in an economically competitive situation where we have got to make that a priority. We can't wait for years to get that done while the Canadians are acting quickly to expand their ports and to attract trade from Asia, while the Panama Canal is being widened to bring trade that's currently going to our ports to reroute that out to the East Coast. We've got to remain competitive. We're the most trade-dependent state in the nation, and so we've got to finish 167. We also have to finish 509 out to the Port of Seattle and down to link that up to I-5 around SeaTac. So those are a couple of very important freight mobility projects. I think we have an opportunity to finish that this year. The biggest impediment to that is this proposal from Governor Inslee last week to increase our operating budget taxes. I just think that that's a misguided proposal. I think it's a broken promise, and that's a job killer.
Yeah, Governor Inslee introducing his first budget last week. Can you kind of give us a thumbnail of what his budget calls for?
Well, he, of course, makes investments in education. I think everybody wants to do that this year with the mandate from the McCleary decision coming from the Supreme Court. But he also proposes a number of tax increases, very serious, major tax increases.
He wasn't going to raise taxes, was he?
Absolutely not. He promised in his campaign he was not going to raise taxes. And so this is a very blatant broken promise, and not just, years down the road. This is pretty quickly after the campaign that he has broken this promise by proposing all of these taxes, about $1.4 billion in tax increases that include, taxes on new car purchases, which would be devastating to my local car dealers in Puyallup, tax increase on bottled water, a B&O tax increase for a lot of businesses. You've got a tax increase on prescription drugs that's going to hurt our seniors. You've got a tax increase on computer software, telephone services. I mean, the list goes on and on. Even it continues a tax on beer. These are just unacceptable, and I think they're going to kill jobs. They're going to hurt our citizens.
Now, from my other conversations with your peers in the congressional delegation, that there is some $2 billion in the state budget that was not there in the previous period. But we're talking $1.4 billion on top of that.
Right. Right. I don't think there's any reason that justifies tax increases for our operating purposes at this point. I mean, we have a $2 billion additional expectation for the coming biennium. So while you could have made the case, given some of the shortfalls we've had in the last couple of years for revenue, as people did, I just don't see the case to be made. And furthermore, even if there was a case to be made, I don't see those taxes passing in the state Senate. So I just think it's a waste of time for the governor to be rolling these out. I think we should focus our conversation around investment in infrastructure that will create jobs in our region.
You raise a good point that the political dynamic of the House is different from the political dynamic of the Senate. And the Senate is pretty much a buffer from that, thanks to the election of Don Benton as the deciding vote, and Rodney Thom and Tim Sheldon taking, you know, crossing the aisle in the interest of fiscal sanity. And we'll keep our fingers crossed that that something holds that way. I was surprised that you mentioned a increase in taxes on prescription drugs, considering that we don't tax prescription drugs at this moment. Governor Inslee, is he proposing that we start taxing them?
As I understand, a $29 million tax increase proposal.
Oh, boy. That's not making the headlines, though. We're breaking the story.
Well, there's so many taxes that he's proposed. You know, it just takes a while to get through all of them and to see all of the different. He's got a tax increase on farm vehicles, extending state sales tax to non-residents of Washington State, increasing taxes on import commerce, tax increase on recycled fuel, environmental programs at Washington's oil refineries. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Interesting. And the news over the weekend, the consulting firm they brought in as far as legal marijuana, saying that the revenue estimates going into it greatly exaggerated, and to not write any checks on that yet either.
The whole culture of Olympia right now is very interesting as we're trying to implement Initiative 502 and figure out how to navigate this conflict between our state's new laws and the federal ban on marijuana.
And it is a case of what we do here may well resonate across the country in future policy. So it's important that we get it right. No pressure on you, though, Hans.
We've got one bill in a committee that I sit on, which is the Early Learning and Human Services Committee, that says that you cannot use your EBT card for the purchase of marijuana. And it seems like a common sense kind of bill. And unfortunately, it's meeting with some resistance from interest groups.
Okay.
Groups that would like to say, well, let's create an exemption so that you can use your EBT card to pay for medical marijuana.
Oh boy, it is just getting fun in a certain way. But that's just looking at a distance. And Representative Hans Zeiger, you are in the middle of it. Where are we as far as the session as a whole? How fast are things moving? Do you think they'll get everything done in the appointed time? What's your feel?
Well, I expect that we're going to end up in a special session. I mean, I would like to think that we could finish on time, but given the dynamic in the legislature, I think that a special session is likely. We sine die is April 28th, but I think we could likely end up going through May. Because the Senate is basically in Republican hands, you have two Democrats who formed an alliance with 23 Republicans, and then you have a very strong Democrat majority in the House, and then you have a new, of course, Democrat governor. That's going to create for a lot of tension. And I think there'll be a lot of horse trading in the end, and there won't be very many House bills that get out, and there won't be a lot of Senate bills that get out. There will just be whatever is the top priorities for the respective chambers, and it'll be pretty interesting to see that process.
And maybe in the long run, that's maybe for the best.
That could be.
Depending on what's passed, what doesn't.
I think a lot of bad bills will die in the process. For sure.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
That's right.
All right. Well, Representative Hans Zeiger from Puyallup, 25th Legislative District, sure appreciate you joining us this morning, getting us up to speed on the transportation package. Have yourself a great day. I'll let you get back to work, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, Greg.